This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Run, Alex Jones, and the GCN Radio Network.
Mainstream media got it right. Corporate horse got it right. Alex Jones has launched a preemptive strike on Oprah 2020. And the fact that she's part of the Rockefeller eugenics operation is not going to bode too well for her. Wait till the black voters find out that she's running a depopulation operation in Africa. You know me, the evil white supremacist trying to keep the black folks from getting aborted and everything else. It's not because I'm a savior or anything. I just, you know, anything I do to somebody else is going to come back on it. So even though I might not like what some groups are doing in general or hating me or whatever, I can't get on the level. Plus, some of our biggest fans are black folks, some of the most woke people. Hispanics predominantly on the street all over the country are bigger fans than white people. Our biggest problem is all these little snot-nosed white people, I tell you. I don't mean that in a racist way. I just mean it. It is who's running a lot of it. It's all about control, though, because they understand it's a way to manipulate. And so many people don't want to produce, they want to just manipulate. Now, there's a bunch of clips I haven't gotten to. They got me a lot of good clips today, and I've been a bad, bad boy, and Jack Posobiec's coming up. And we should play a lot of these clips today. I did play some of it, though, but where to begin? Wolf Police book will take down the president. Why don't we play that? I mean, again, talk about the arrogance of these people. He puts out this shoddy fable that he admits almost all of it. He doesn't know if it's true or not. He doesn't know if he quoted people right. Stephen Bannon, of course, 5 days after comes out and says, I'm sorry. Never denies the quotes. Just says, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that my blow didn't work. I'm sorry I was an egomaniac. I'm sorry that I brought the wolf into the White House. I'm sorry I did that. But it doesn't matter. Wolf still thinks, see, perched up there in mainstream media, that he will rule the day. He thinks it's the old days, back when he could still prey on people as a famous yellow journalist, but those days are coming to an end. They're already over, and the wolves of the world, though they celebrate each new lie they launch, each new lie falls on deafer and deafer ears. The future is ours. The future is solved if we simply embrace God's plan and be good, decent, honorable people. It doesn't mean going to church and telling people how good you are and listening to some little glitterbug preacher up there. But it really does mean not being a scumbag and not being jealous of people for no reason and not trying to scam people and treating people like you want to be treated. That's what it really comes down to. But it just shows the delusion of the sinking young turds and mainstream media and their whole broke-back system. We're rising despite all the censorship. They're falling. No one's reporting on them. They're reporting on us. They're not having congressional hearings about them. They're having them about us. Because we carry the light in the dark of the night, and we're willing to execute and not give up and not give in and not falter and not waver and not cower. Because I'll live on my feet, even if I die on my feet, than licking your big, fat Islamic rear end. And the poor Muslims are the biggest slaves of them all, but there's always controller bees. That's why the left and Islam are merging so well, that are in control, and it's just sickening. I've got this clip, but we're going to come back and play here in a minute. Wolf believes book will take down the president. No, it'll be just on time when your Russiagate blew, out comes your new attack. And now the president's going to have the fake news awards the 17th. It got so exciting and so huge and so amazing, and literally. They're so triggered by it that now he wants to up the production value and just have an extravaganza. And they're going to convulse and flip out and have Oprah say, how dare you attack our media? Why, it's fascism to not take the lies. You've got to take it. You can't fight back. Censorship is having your own speech. Liberalism means you have no speech. And Harvey Weinstein gets licked on. That's right. It's on Twitter, Real Alex Jones. It's a mainstream photo. It's real. Oprah Winfrey and her lust, her ravenous lust to lick the flakes of dandruff out of Harvey Weinstein's big, giant, ugly ears.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
All right, Jack Posobiec's taking over in this fourth hour today. Great journalist, researcher, firebrand. I'm going to host a little bit of this segment with him. There's a few clips I haven't got to, and I want to get his take on things. But first off, let's play this clip of Wolf. Michael Wolf believes book will take down the president like all the other. I'm sorry to use a gross analogy, but have you ever been to the zoo and monkeys are literally crapping and throwing it at you? And the whole Russiagate thing didn't work, and all the other, oh, Trump's not real, he's not going to deliver, that didn't work. And so now Michael Wolf has reached back there and gotten a big old, you know what, and he's throwing that. And he's finger painting with it on the walls, and he thinks he's really done something pretty. But I think all the king's horses and all the king's men aren't going to put this back together again. And it's been proven to be a total fraud. But to see how this is the best they've got, and to see Steve Bannon trying to apologize now, it's just a true Greek tragedy. Let's go ahead and play that clip of Wolfie.
You know, I think one of the interesting effects of the book so far is a very clear emperor has no clothes effect. That the story that I've told seems to present this presidency in such a way that it says he can't do this job. The emperor has no clothes. And suddenly, everywhere, people are going, oh my God, it's true. He has no clothes. That's the background to the perception and the understanding that we'll finally end this, that we'll end this presidency. And yet,
okay, this is the known yellow journalist charlatan. I mean, he's like one of the big names in disinfo and fake quotes and lies. He won't even stand by the book. He says Trump, in earlier interviews, you know, is the most dishonest person ever. But then he fulfills all of his big pledges, tax cuts, trying to secure the border, massive new jobs, killing TPP. I'm not going to list it all. Record low black unemployment, record low unemployment, record new factory small business startups, record stock market. And this guy just said he's the emperor has no clothes. Good Lord. It's like saying lead has no atomic weight, but the air does. I mean, this guy is empty air. Trump, if he fell on top of, he's like an anvil with Wile E. Coyote falls on your head. I mean, it's hit him right between the eyes. They are the broke back mainstream media. And then he just says, this is the catalyst. This will bring down the emperor that has no clothes. Meanwhile, the Trump knows his destiny's tied to delivering, and he is delivering, Jack Posobiec.
Great to be back, Alex. Thanks for having me on again. One thing I would really say about his book, in fact, two major points I take away from how this book is being spun. So first, Michael Wolff, the fact that he's saying my book is designed to end a presidency. There were never books written about Barack Obama like this. There were never books really written about George W. Bush like this, as much as the left hated him. What they're trying to do is to further that doubt, to further that deceit that Trump's presidency needs to be ended. It's a normalization of what they're looking for in terms of an impeachment process or possibly the 25th Amendment. I think what Wolff is more directly referring to is actually more of this 25th Amendment push that we've started to hear being talked about. Now, that's the one that has to do with the president being unfit for office and having to do with these mental instability attacks that we're now seeing from all throughout the mainstream media and all throughout people that are reading this book saying, oh, Trump doesn't come out of the executive residence until 11 o'clock, that Trump doesn't know what he's doing. He's just firing off TV. He's watching a guerrilla channel, which, of course, turned out to be fake, but people thought was real. This is their new line of attack on the president. They're saying he's not mentally stable enough to do that. President, of course, responding, saying that he was a top businessman, then a television star, then president of the United States on his first try. It doesn't exactly sound like someone who's mentally unstable. And also, the 25th Amendment, here's the thing. They would need to get the president's cabinet and the vice president all to vote on this. That doesn't go through Congress.
Sure, and Roger Stone first broke back in March, April, and May that they were planning this from newspaper editors he talked to. They said the next thing will be 25th Amendment mental instability. But you know, a lot of people ask me, they say, are you funded by some big group? And I go, no, I'm part of the super deep state that's the American people, Americana, the silent majority that's coming back. Even though you were in naval intelligence, you weren't involved in the Trump campaign via naval intelligence. You were involved as a citizen. But the whole point is, we're awake now, and no amount of their remnant criminal groups in the government, which is the deep state, the corrupt deep state, are going to defeat the real deep state that is Texas and New York and Alabama and Indiana and Oklahoma and all the other states and the people and folks that are awake now understanding what's happened and seeing prosperity come back. I mean, we still have a lot of problems. They still want to kill the president. But, Jack, looking at the prosperity, look at Trump delivering, look at them lying in Gallup polls and others taking 10, 15 points out, oversampling Democrats. Despite that, he's 45, 46, 47 points. That means he's more like 55, 60 points. That's why they're really panicking. And I saw Oprah, Hollywood looked so desperate. They looked so pathetic. I mean, they are just, they're apoplectic. What are they going to do next?
Alex, they're clearly positioning Oprah for some sort of a queen maker role for 2020. I don't actually currently buy the talk that they want her to run or that she will run. Of course, we saw this this NBC tweet last night.
She's the queen maker for Elizabeth Warren.
I guess this is breaking now.
I'm saying that
he wants to run, and Brian, I don't know what his sources are, but I actually don't think Winfrey runs. I think they're going to position her to endorse one of their already anointed candidates. I think they're going to use her to endorse someone like a Kamala Harris or an Elizabeth Warren, or possibly involved even with Mark Cuban. I keep hearing his name bandied about. I don't think Oprah runs because of two things. One, number one, she doesn't need it. She's already got all the money in the world. She's already got all of the accolades, and she knows that the people that reach her are going to bring out the questions about what her activities, her schools, and her operations in Africa, what's going on over there, and her ties, her deep ties to Harvey Weinstein.
That was my next question, and we had my audio turned down to you. What about all the skeletons in her closet, and is she positioning also maybe for Michelle Obama? They've been talking about Joe Obama.
Yeah, Michelle Obama would be another one that would potentially work out. I mean, you could just see them. I believe they've actually done events together in the past. I'd have to look that up very quickly. But I know, she endorsed Obama in 2008. That carried a lot of weight with the Democrat primaries. Her and Michelle, it would be a natural pair for them to come out, for them to run out. And the Democrats would absolutely love it. We've also seen a lot. If we remember the Alabama race, one of the big takeaways from the special election was the media talking about the power of black women, the ability of black women to swing any race. And they repeated that over and over and over, that narrative.
And that's
mantra.
The beta test for the next big run. Exactly.
Correct. So they're primarily called, it's called pre-selling. It's called pre-selling, or Robert Cialdini wrote a book on it called Pre-Suasion. It's putting your audience into a mode, or into a sense, in this case, the Democrat primary voters, to say, this is the type of person that you want. This is the type of person that we need. This is the type of person that we ought to have. There's even Democrats out there running that say, we shouldn't even think about electing or nominating someone who isn't a black woman or a minority woman in some way, which honestly to me, sparks a lot of interest to say, why don't we just vote for the qualified candidate? But we know that at this point, the Democrats have forgotten about all of that. They're only caring about identity politics. They're trying to check boxes off. So they had the first black president. Then they tried to have the first woman president.
No, that's right.
Well, now they're going to try to have the first black woman.
The opposite of Martin Luther King. Total identity-based politics. All right, we're going to go to break, and Jack Posobiec is going to take over the rest of the transmission. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the free shipping ends today. It's got to end. We're selling out of Brain Force. We already sold out of the colloidal silver. We already sold out of a lot of the things that were discounted. So take advantage of the biggest sales we've ever had. Free shipping still store-wide. 50% off. Secret 12, the best vitamin B12 under the tongue. X2, the best purest iodine. It's all 50% off or more. Get free shipping right now, but it's got to end tomorrow. By the time the show's on tomorrow, it will be over. And we need a lot of product to be sold at these discounts, but I want you to try them and see how great they are and how they have tens of thousands of five-star reviews on Power Reviews. That's how we're hiring more reporters, hiring more crew. I've got 6 or 7 correspondents I want to hire right now. I'm doing the bookkeeping to see how much money we have. I'm building new studios, getting more satellites. We're going to really try to expand in 2018, but it is essential for you to come through and keep buying the products, which you've done. But I'm finishing up accounting this week to decide on our growth plans, and it's critical to see this be a strong start of the year. So thank you for making the InfoWar possible. These victories are only because of you and God.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Jack Posobiec in here, big fourth hour, hosting live from Washington, D.C. I'm in the saddle back again. We're talking all things deep state. We're talking all things as the left and the media work together to try to push President Trump out of office. Now talking about who's going to be running against him. Will it be Oprah Winfrey? Will it be one of the Democrat successors, Michelle Obama, Joe Biden? Will it be some other billionaire like Mark Cuban? Let's all break everything down. Let's see what's going on. There's a ton of news today, and so I want to get right to it. But one story that really jumped to my attention late last night as I was doing my research, doing my show prep, knowing that I was going to be coming back today for hosting Fourth Hour, was this story out of Dallas, Texas. Huge story, huge news, and of course the mainstream media is completely silent on it. Well, we've got the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation. For once, they're not investigating Trump, but who they're actually investigating is these far-left domestic terrorist groups. And they've made an arrest. They've actually made an arrest of one of the leaders they see are one of the higher-ups in a number of these groups operating in the Dallas area. So the FBI, and we've talked about this in the past before, how it's really the higher levels that have gotten into the political chicanery, getting into the wiretapping of the president, whether or not they use the FISA warrant. We can talk about that a little later in the show. But at the lower levels, at the field levels, it's the honest FBI agents that are actually going and working to bring threats off the streets, to actually go and make sure that Americans are safe. And person who has now just been arrested about a few weeks ago is this guy by the name of Rakeem Balogun. I think the producers can get the picture up here of Rakeem. So he's been arrested on charges, they said, of illegal firearms, illegal gun ownership. Now, this guy has been involved in a number of far-left militant movements. And actually, they refer to themselves as militant movements right in their own statements. So for other people that come around and say, well, these guys are just peaceful, they're just protecting their Second Amendment rights, they're actually describing themselves as militant groups. They're describing themselves as militant activists, militant members of a left-wing armed group that aims at revolution. They call it revolution in the United States. So he's a member of a number of groups, one of which is called the Guerrilla. Pull it up here. One guerrilla group, another one that is called the Huey P. Long, Guerrilla Mainframe, another one which is called the Huey P. Long Gun Club. And here's a training video. I'm going to play it without the audio because there's a lot of profanity in this thing. But you can actually see a training video of this group. This is the Huey P. Long Gun Club and Rakim Belugin, who's training as they refer to themselves as militant revolutionaries. Huey P. Long, for anyone who doesn't know, he was the founder of the Black Panthers. So these are basically an arm or a self-proclaimed arm of the new Black Panther Party, and they're definitely espousing the groups of the new Black Panthers. They've talked about operations that they'd like to perform, and they've constantly, I can't tell, that might be actually be Rakim there addressing the assembled troops, or that might be him standing in line. It's hard to tell from the grainy footage, but he was arrested on December 11th by FBI agents on firearms charges. Now, these groups operate throughout the Dallas area. They are growing. They have an extreme, and here's their website, Guerrilla Mainframe, because I want to make sure that we put this out, because every time I go and do a report on one of these things, here's what I do. And people say, Jack, what are your sources on these left wing? I just go to their websites. I go to their websites and I tell you who they are and I tell you what they are saying. And then fake news media like Newsweek or BuzzFeed comes out and says Posobiec was smearing these activists and he was making up all this stuff and he's making all these unsubstantiated claims. When every time I go and focus on one of these groups, and I've always tried to do that very strictly, and I always try to make that a big focus of my journalism, I'm just going to their websites. I'm going to their websites and I'm telling you what they are putting out. I'm playing you videos that they have made. I'm telling you their information. So they talk about revolutionary Marxism all over their website. They have weapons, pictures, people in, guns and dog tags and barbed wire all over the place. And imagine, right? Imagine if this were Trump supporters and that was on their website, going to firing ranges, standing in paramilitary uniforms, putting out propaganda videos like that. People would be called, and Trump supporters would, if this were Trump supporters doing this, wearing MAGA hats, this is actually how Trump supporters are portrayed by the left-wing media. This is how Trump supporters are told, we are told by the media that Trump supporters are the militants and Trump supporters are the gun-toting political extremists out there, when I have never seen Trump supporters standing in paramilitary uniforms holding guns. Now, again, they're not necessarily breaking the law here, and I want to make that clear. But what these videos are, to me, they look like ISIS videos. To me, they look like ISIS recruitment videos or other extremist videos you might see from the Middle East. That is what they are attempting to do with this. This is a recruitment video. They're trying to raise people to their ranks. They're trying to increase their ranks. And as in their own words, they're arming up to export and to extend revolutionary militant movement in the United States. So they're saying that the arrest of their leader was politically motivated. They're saying that he hadn't broken any laws. And here's the thing with the FBI. When they go to arrest someone, if they go to perform a raid, they can't actually arrest someone only for being the leader of a political group, because after everything that happened in the 1970s, after everything that was going on with a lot of these groups, new legislation was passed that placed restrictions on what the FBI could do when it came in terms of political movements. So they can't actually just go after you for your politics. You have to commit a crime. And so while they may place them under surveillance, or they may place them under investigation, it looks like that's what the FBI did here. And we saw some indications earlier this year out of Jeff Sessions' Department of Justice that the FBI created a new entity of classification for investigation. And on their website, they describe themselves as Black Identity Extremists. So Black Identity Extremist is the classification the FBI may have used to surveil this group. And during the course of that surveillance, they may have found out that not all of their gun laws were compliant with actual stated federal law. And that is for the reason for the arrest of their leader. So they're currently championing to get him out. Again, folks, imagine, if you will, that this was the right wing. Imagine if this were Trump supporters that were running around putting on paramilitary garb, wearing sunglasses, and toting rifles in parking lots of schools, parking lots of playgrounds, waving revolutionary flags, okay? They'd be pilloried. We would be told they are arming to take over the country. They would be called extremists. They would be there would be calls for their arrest and deportation. But when it's the left, they don't even tell you the story. Well, that's why here on the at InfoWars, we are going to give you the full story. We are going to tell you what's going on. It's not the right doing this. It's the left. We focused on left-wing violence, and we're going to continue to focus on left-wing violence as we...
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, Jack Posobiec here from Washington, D.C., coming live, filling in for Alex here, hosting this big fourth hour. Want to take a quick break to remind you guys all about some of the amazing specials that are going on right now, InfoWarsStore.com, and we've got to absolutely talk about the Super Blue products. I've talked to some folks, the representatives from the InfoWars store just over the break, and I said, guys, what do we really want to tell people? They said, Jack, the Super Blue products, that is what we have to focus on right now, because this deal is only going to be available for a limited time. It may only be available for the rest of the day, and folks, this is absolutely essential for people that want to get that good, healthy mouth hygiene, that want to get the toothpaste, that want to get the mouthwash, that want to get the strips, that want to get everything that's available up there. The Super Blue, it's fluoride free. Now, people don't know so much that fluoride has the ability to that can attack your gums, that if it can cause diseases of the gums, a lot of the bacteria that affects your gums, it's going to enter the bloodstream, contribute to those blood clots. Well, Super Blue, it's that groundbreaking formula loaded with halogen iodine as opposed to halogen fluoride. It's so much more healthy for you than putting that fluoride in. And the amazing thing is that it's 50% off right now. So a tube of it, it's only going to be about $7.45. So normally you're seeing something that's going for double that price. Right now, it's 50% off. It's going to be ending soon, folks. That is one of the best ways. And if you want to support what we're doing here, as well as support your own health, as well as support your own hygiene, what's going on in your life, you want to do that for your family, get that set up, Super Blue is definitely a way to go. And also, if you're someone who hasn't tried any of the products in the InfoWars store just yet, start with the toothpaste. Right? It's something, it's toothpaste, you know it works, everybody that's involved with InfoWars uses it, so go ahead, try it out for yourself, see if you like it. If you do, you can set it up for the recurring shipments, and then you can look at getting in some of the packages. But right now, it's the perfect opportunity to get started, that if you've never done it before, you might as well get it, and if you're going to get in, you might as well get it for 50% off. Looking over at some of the news today, we were talking with Alex just recently about Steve Bannon and his current situation with the White House, what's going on with his relationship with the president. I've spoken to one of my sources earlier today about Steve Bannon's situation. I've spoken to a number of people over the weekend about that. There were some talks about possibly patching things up. There were some talks about basically the reason Bannon put out his statement yesterday on Sunday, basically apologizing. This statement was drafted prior to right when the book came out. Bannon had a statement drafted up and said this was going to be it, and he was going to get it out and push it and say he was sorry as for that the whole thing happened, and he was going to slam the book and say it was completely discredited. Well, as it turns out, that statement didn't get out originally. He didn't want to after the president kind of went nuclear in his own statement. Then Bannon decided on Sunday to put it out and said, all right, let's cause a truce. Let's put the statement out. The breaking news, and this is out of The Hill, so Jordan Fabian has the story. It's the White House rejecting Bannon's apology. The White House saying in a statement that Bannon that they are standing by the president's comments that Bannon has lost it, that he's only in it for himself, and that this is just a way to further his own political ambitions and his political career. Basically saying that everything that Bannon said in his apology doesn't matter and that they're going to be going against him, period. And now this is going to hurt Bannon in terms of trying to put together his operation for 2018. I've asked folks throughout D.C. what's going on with that, whether his operations are going to be funded, whether other people are trying to come out. And it looks like some of his funders may also be dropping, if what my sources tell me is correct, that some of those people might be pulling out of the pack. His essentially 501c4 organization that he was going to use, a dark money organization, to get involved with different candidates and different races around the country. Instead, this really seems to be like the purge of Steve Bannon, both politically and in terms of his stature over at Breitbart News, where a lot of people are talking about because of his fall from grace with the Mercers, who are essentially the main donors behind that organization. He has fallen out of favor with them, that they are looking at potentially removing him as chairman of Breitbart News. This would be a huge blow for Bannon, and one that a lot of people are scratching their heads over, because they're saying, does this all go back to the book? Does this all go back to Michael Wolff? No, it did not start with Michael Wolff. This did not start with just one book. This is something that had been brewing for quite some time. Remember, Steve Bannon was fired by President Trump months ago. Actually, it was in the aftermath of the Charlottesville rally that Steve Bannon was let go from the White House, that happening all the way back in August. So for to say that this was just happening because of the book, it's really not that. It's more that that is just a catalyst to push through the furthering dissent, the furthering rift between Bannon and now not only Trump in the White House, but the entire Trump family. Specifically, the targets of a lot of the comments in that book was Don Jr. Don Jr. then came back and beat Bannon over the head with those on Twitter, verbally, of course, talking about how could he say things like that? Why would he say things like that? And then later, why meet with somebody who is so discredited? A lot of questions, and essentially sources were then saying that the reason that Bannon didn't immediately deny any of the statements, and the reason that he has yet to deny any of the statements, that many of them may have been on tape, and that Michael Wolff may actually have a recording of the statements that were made, whether in the White House or the Hay Adams Hotel where Wolff was staying, just across the street there. I've had dinner there a few times, with Roger Stone there a number of times. It is a very nice hotel, but one that is extremely expensive, so I don't know exactly who was paying Wolf's bills while he was in town, but someone definitely gave him access to the White House, the president, saying that it was not President Trump that gave him access. Now, this guy Wolff, what he's done is he's saying that he's trying to take down the president, but it really seems like the only person that he's taken down is Steve Bannon. Now, President Trump, and I was going to get to the story a little bit later, he's now meeting with Bob Corker of the establishment, and a lot of people are juxtaposing this and saying that Trump is now moving away from Steve Bannon, that Trump is now using this as an opening to sort of renegotiate or reinvigorate some of his ties with the GOP establishment. The fact that he has been with Bob Corker on Air Force One, the fact that they've been holding events together, holding discussions together, is a huge indication that their relationship has been mended, as opposed to back in last October when there was a huge war of words between the two of them. It seems like Bob Corker was about to become the next Jeff Flake in terms of his never Trump status. Seems like he was going to use his remaining time in office. He's not scheduled to run for re-election this year, that in only doing to attack the president, to bash the president, him, of course, the senator from Tennessee. But it seems that in the wake of all of this, that Trump may be looking at his past ties with Bannon and seeing how he's been burned by it, how he's been burned by that situation, and is now moving back towards other folks in the establishment, looking towards people to say, you know what? I may not, and I can understand that from a political standpoint, because he might be saying that, you know what, I thought these guys were on my side. They came to me. They said they were on my team. They may stab me in the back. Whereas somebody like Bob Corker, somebody like who is, of course, very closely aligned with Jeff Flake and Mitch McConnell, he knows that they are GOP establishment. He knows where they're coming from. And regardless of disagreements that they have, and certainly there's lots to disagree with them there, he knows who they are, he knows where they're coming from, and they're not being deceitful with the president. So from that honest standpoint, because again, they're being open and honest about disagreeing on policies, that creates a situation where at least they can start to make a deal. And if there's anything we know about Donald J. Trump, is that we know that he likes to make deals. In fact, the man wrote an entire book about it. It's called Art of the Deal. So that's what Trump is looking to do now. He's looking to make deals with the establishment. It looks like instead of going into an all-out war with the establishment, it looks that he wants to have some kind of deal to get things going, like the tax cuts bill that we got in just before the end of the year. He's going to make a big deal out of that in the State of the Union address coming up here pretty soon. But we're going to stay focused, look at everything as it breaks. Stick with us. We've got a few more seconds. Segments here. Jack Posobiec hosting our
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You gotta keep them separated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Jack Posobiec not coming to you from the Central Command Center there in the heart of Texas, but actually coming to you from the heart, if there is a heart, of the swamp here in the D.C. Beltway, directly live from our nation's capital, where President Trump valiantly has established a beachhead in the sea of corruption, amidst the corruption here in Washington, D.C. He has established a beachhead for the real deep state, the real silent deep state, the American people, the American majority, which swept him to power, which swept him to the White House. In 2016, we are now just about 1 year away. We're coming up, we're 12 days away from the 1 year anniversary of Trump's inauguration. And just think about that for a second, folks. Remember all the doom and gloom, the apocalyptic scandals we were told, the tall tales, the fables, everything that was said by the left, by the media that would happen if Trump was to take office. Everything they said, the stock market was going to crash. They were going to say that racism would be rampant in the United States. They said that World War III was going to happen, that we were going to break out into nuclear war with Russia, with China, with North Korea, all over the place, that ISIS would be widespread. Well, actually, the opposite's happened. Jobs are breaking records. Unemployment rates are breaking records in terms of our record low unemployment for African Americans. Unemployment for Hispanics dropping to a point from last year. All of these things that they said couldn't possibly happen, they're all happening. Jobs coming back. Manufacturing jobs. And see, here's one thing that Obama used to always talk about. But he would always play these games with the jobs numbers, and I'm sure they're going to talk about it now because this always comes up around the one-year mark or the end of the year, start of the new year. Those are jobs numbers. That's what everybody always gets into. Well, one thing that the Obama administration used to love to do was they would talk about seasonal jobs and part-time jobs and things that weren't full-time jobs, and they would refer to them as the same types of jobs. And so they would say, well, unemployment's low because look at all these jobs and look at all these jobs we created. But you would go in and you'd find a lot of them were part-time jobs. A lot of them were not manufacturing jobs. A lot of them weren't good paying jobs. And so when you crunch the numbers and you look at some of the numbers and industry that's actually coming back to the United States, that and in terms of how much capital is flowing back into the United States. That's why the record high stock market numbers, 25,000 in the Dow, makes so much sense, because that means that those companies, that the big companies, are now reinvesting their money back into the United States. That is the major difference between the Trump economy and the Obama economy. So to compare numbers and just say, oh, we had this number, we had this number, you're not actually telling the full story, because you need to be qualitative, not just quantitative, in terms of the success story. And it's only been a year. It's only been a year in that case. So the fact that our president has been able to take out ISIS in just 1 year, has been able to push back on the unemployment numbers, has been able to bring so many businesses back in just 1 year, to reinvigorate the stock market in just 1 year, that is the real story of this presidency. And, you know, we were talking about Oprah earlier, and I played a clip from Oprah in 1988. I've got it up on my Twitter account. I've got it pinned there at twitter.com/JackPosobiec. You guys can see it, where it's Oprah talking to Donald Trump in 1988, asking if he's going to run for president. And he says he's not sure, but he said the reason that he would run, if he meant to, and I know that clip that Alex has played it many times on this show, and he said the reason that he wanted to run was that he doesn't like how our country is getting beaten by all the other countries out there, how our companies are getting lost in the international marketplace, how they're losing out to all of these international companies that come in. And he was talking about Japan and Kuwait. That was such a big issue back at that turn of the decade, going from 1980s into 1990s. Today, you could probably say the same in terms of China, right? China would be a huge sort of stand-in for Japan in terms of where they were. And so Oprah, you know, I would basically like to thank Oprah in terms of this, because she's given us the opportunity to show that Donald Trump, for everything that people want to say about him, he's consistent. And he's been consistent for almost 30 years, or it will be 30 years this year, since that clip, of saying the exact same things that he would do if he ran for president, that he would want to fix in this country, and actually, now that he's been in office, getting them done. Well, now, the left and their associates in the deep state want to get him out of office. And that is where the Mueller investigation comes in. This thing that's been discredited from a left and right. We've heard about the FBI's investigation, their attempts to parallel reconstruct the unmasking, the wiretapping, these meetings with people that have ties to Fusion GPS, this dossier that was getting thrown around all over the place. What the heck was going on? What the heck is going on? And what is Mueller going to make of it? Well, now, the latest is that Mueller's special counsel is in talks with the White House and the president's lawyers, Ty Cobb and Jay Sekulow, about potentially interviewing the president of the United States under oath. So this would be monumental. This would be huge for the left if they could make this happen. This, everyone remembers, going back to 1998, the last time this happened to a sitting president, Bill Clinton, when he was put under oath and was asked questions essentially about his past relationships with women other than Hillary Clinton and his relationship with Monica Lewinsky. That was a devastating interview for President Clinton, and it led to possibly the huge scandal that kept Hillary out of office, because finally after that we were able to learn what was going on with Juanita Broderick, etc. So they want to put Trump through the same situation. They saw how that interview was devastating for Bill Clinton. They want to put Trump under that same thing. Because here's what it comes down to, folks. There's two outcomes of this. Number one, and the most likely outcome, is that they have the interview. It goes on for several hours. It's either live or it's not. And they have nothing. They find nothing. They get no false statements from the president. They have nothing to go on, and they get absolutely nothing out of it. Keep in mind that this also would happen while Hillary Clinton, who was under investigation, was never once interviewed under oath, was never put under oath, and papers to write up her exoneration in the investigation were done well before any interviews even took place. So the fact that it's under oath, though, creates a possibility for them going for a perjury charge, in which case they would call this a lying to an FBI or lying to a DOJ prosecutor, because that's essentially what they got Flynn on. Right. And they ask him, they'll say something like, who did you have in the meeting? Did you have, and he'll say, well, I had Paul Manafort, I had Jared Kushner, and I had Michael Flynn in the meeting. They'll say, okay, fine. And they'll say, wait a minute, was Steve Bannon there? And then afterwards, he can say, oh, yeah, you know what? Steve was there, too. Aha, well, you lied because you didn't tell us that Steve was there. He said, no, I just forgot. I didn't remember Steve was at that meeting specifically. And they say, no, it doesn't matter. You lied, and we have it on tape. We have you, and now it's perjury, right? So that's what we call a process crime. So they got Flynn on. But we're all hoping that the president, of course, will be able to go forward and conduct that interview, not have any issues with it if he has to. Though, honestly, I don't see the pressing need for it, because to have Trump on TV for something where there is no evidence, there is no fire, there's no there, there's barely even any smoke. The media just wants you to think that there is, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. They want you to think there's smoke there. They want you to think that there's all of this speculation going on, which meet Russians, that those Russians, these, some people, even if they were Russian, they're now trying to go after Ivanka. They want now to investigate her because she may have ridden in, and I'm really not making this up. People are going to think I'm making this up. I'm sorry, I'm not making it up. They want to investigate Ivanka because she may have ridden in an elevator with Russians, and she may have said hello to them in the elevator at Trump Tower. And this is the length of ridiculousness that they're going to. Remember, this is all supposed to be about the president colluding with Russia to win the election. Well, they have no evidence of that. The investigation has shown no proof, despite the fact that it's been gone on for almost 2 years now. According to James Comey, this thing started in mid-2016. They applied for a FISA warrant then. They didn't get it. They applied for it later, October. They got it. So the real question that I have is, for Mueller and for anyone else on this, of this Trump-Russia conspiracy theory, is show me the evidence. If you've had him under investigation, where's the evidence of any of this? where is the evidence? Because you don't have any. So why are you pushing forward? You don't get to interview the president under oath if you have no evidence. Send a statement. It never happened. The president should send a letter, and then he should open another investigation into Uranium One, which apparently all of these same players, Sturzok, McCabe, Rosenstein, the rest, Mueller, are tied into. That's where I'm coming from on InfoWars. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening to me, fourth hour, Jack Posobiec here. Stick tuned. We're going to have Owen Schroyer coming up next on War Room, massive 3 hours.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that